Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We're actually on Yud Zayin, top line, second line of Yud Zayin of an Aleph by the Mishnah. I just wanted to mention yesterday, yesterday Marcel had asked, but we said that there's only one, that you can't have Ein Itzecha Alitzer. So how could it be possible that if you eat one bug, you can have five times? Right? Gemara says that. Eat a putisa, you can have four, and you eat a have five, you eat a have six. And I told him that the Gemara is going to talk about it. The Gemara is not going to talk. I saw that question here. I don't remember the answer. I apologize. I want to just raise that. I saw that question. I looked for it, and I just couldn't find it. Right. I wanted to mention I didn't know. I thought it was a good question. I did see the answer in here, in the Masifti here. I just don't know. Okay. Have you said that? Let's go. Here we go. Again, we're not really talking about Be'ilah anymore. We're discussing things that whether or not they combine or not. So you've been talking about the past few days. So here we go. It says the Mishnah. Dam ha-sheretz v'ha-basar. The dam of a sheretz and the basar of a sheretz. Mitzar from zem zem. They combine with each other. And the Gemara is going to say, only a dam and that sheretz. Not dam from sheretz A and meat from sheretz B. No. The dam and meat from sheretz A, that will combine. Okay, we'll get to that in the Gemara in a minute. Now, klal amr b'shua. The b'shua is a rule. It's not really anything to do with the first. Kol shetum aso. If the tumah. What does that mean, the tumah? It means the length of tumah. Vishiuro and the shear shavin are the same. Mitzdarfin, they combine. Okay? Tum aso. If the tumah is the same. Velo shiuro, but the shear is not the same. For example, look at Rashi. Tumaso velo shiuro, says Rashi, kigon. Sheret unevela. A sheret and a nevela. The tumas on shava. The tumas the same. Well, in what way? The shneim havin tumas eret. They both come at, they both have one day. Right? Velo shiuro, but the shear is not the same. Why not? The nevela shear tumaso bekazayit. The sheretz bekadasha. So you see what that means? Tumah is the same. They both come in for one day. But the shears is different. Or, shiuro velo tumaso. The shear is the same, but not the tumah. What's the case of that? Next Rashi, can go nevela, the mace. A nevela, or a dead human. Tarvayu tumaso bekizayin. But however, mace have it tumaso zayin. Such a mace is coming 7 days. Been available to have ela tumas erev only one day, or lo tumaso v'lushiuro. Neither they're not the same in any way. What's an example of that? Like Rashi said, a dead person and a sheret. One's 7 days, one's one day. One's kizayis, one's a kadasha. Ein mitzdarfin says the Mishnah. They're not mitzdarfin. Does make sense? Next says the Gemara. Amr of Chan and Amr of Zeira. The chain. Okay, there's a whole gears issue over here. The easiest way is what Rashi says. The first Rashi in the Gemara. That's it. The Gemara's over. V'chein. That's it. Klomar, says Rashi. Ha diktani dam ha-sheretz u'besaro mitzdarfin. When the Mishnah said the dam and the basar of sheretz are mitzdarfin. I mean, they have a kezayis of dam. I have a kezayis of dam. To figure out how you measure that. And they have a kezayis of basar. Right? That'll be mitzdarfin. That's mitzdarfin dafka besaro shal osa sheretz atmo. Shapiresh mimenu hadam. Only where the dam came out of that very sheretz. The dam who basar misheretz echad, below shad dam misheretz echad or basar misheretz acher. Not from sheretz A and then the meat from sheretz B. Avali also be shvatim lo mitzdar. From two shvatim it would not be mitzdar. Okay. Now, masiv from Yossi Rabbi Chanina. It says in the Torah in Parshas. I believe it's the Parshas Shmini. It says hatimayin. Hatimayin, which apparently is an extra word. Malameid, shem mitzdarfin, afilu sheretz v'sheretz, sheretz v'dam, v'emishum echad, v'emishnei shemos. It doesn't make a difference if it's one sheretz, two sheretz, it's always mitzdarfin. So, that's a theory here. So, Amar b'yosef, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan, when the b'raita said that the mitzdarfin, right? When the b'raita said there could be two different mitzdarfin that are mitzdarfin, that's Bekulo. That's a situation where you have two shratim shleimim, kan, when do we say that? When do we say that? When do we say that Rav Zeira said that they're only a mitzvah if it's its own sheret, the dam from the own sheret, that bimiksaso, right? There isn't a complete sheret over here. Tatzo chashuv, right? Therefore, part of it, right? Umina timra, and how do I know? I make that distinction. I make a distinction like that. Miditanya. We have a brayer that says like this: Nishbach al haritzba. If dam fell on the floor, v'haya mekomo kitapreis ihel al mikzaso tahar. What's kitapreis? Some kind of incline. And it enters a place where there's an incline, so the blood's like on a little bit of an incline. If you are mahal, if you're standing over part of it, you're tahar. Why are you tahar if you're standing over part of it? Because you're not making an ohel over the shear. You're not making over the shear. Well, it's on an incline, it's dripping down. If you're standing over part of it, you're not tummy. It's not enough shear. Ihel al tum al kulo tum. Yeah, the body. The blood, either one. The OL is either you make the OL or the OL's on you. So I'm not sure what the case is exactly here with the slope, but somehow, because of the slope, the whole, there's not a shear of a revius of dam in one spot. So whether you're the OL, it's the OL, there's not enough shear. That's the case. Therefore, you tar. However, ihel al kulo, tummy. But if you're mahel on the whole thing, you're tummy. Why? You have enough shear. You tell me now. Right? It's as if you touched. Ohel is as if you touched it. It's as if you touched the dam. So far, so good? Now, my miksasa. What does it mean, part of it? What does that mean? Ilema miksas dam. Part of the dam? Va omar Rav Chanina, omar Rebbe. Revi is dam shehegisba tahora. A revius of dam that you're stirring, you're tahor. Why on earth are you, and let's say, why are you tahor? Because when you stir some of the blood now, you have exactly a revius. Exactly a revius. The laboratory that gives you exactly a revius. And then you're stirring it. Some of the blood's on the spoon. If some of the blood's on the spoon, even though, Rashi explains, even though the whole thing's in the bowl, but since some of it's on the spoon that you're stirring, it's as if it's separated. It's not really part of the bowl. It's really attached. When you pick up that spoon, there's going to be blood on that spoon. So really, you don't really have a kedayit anymore. Why? A revius, I'm sorry. Why? Because some of it's on the spoon. So what do you see from there? Revius dam shehegis tahora. Right? So one second. But how come, when you're mahil on all the dam, you're tameh? The dam is not in one place. So why are you tummy? It's like stirring with a spoon. It's not down in one plate. It's all over the place. Ella, there must be shmamina, kan. When are you tummy? Bikulo, where the entire it's coming from a complete body. It came from a complete person. Kan, when he said that when you stir the dam, you're not tummy. That's talking about bimiksaso. Only part of a mace is there. That what do you see? That there's a big difference, complete mace, a shalem, and a non-shalem. Shvamina, you're right. Okay? Now, you ready for some adatata? Shal Rabbanasi ben Charash es of Shimon ben Yechai Beromi. Rabbanasi ben Charash asked Shimon ben Yechai in Rome. What does it mean in Rome? In the town of Rome. Okay? Some say it doesn't mean that, but that's what it means. Minayin l'dam shratzim shehu tamei. How do you know that dam shratzim is tamei? How do you know that? So Amalei, the Amar Kra, it says in the Torah, v'zeh lochem hatamei. Right? V'zeh lochem hatamei. As Rashi points out, that pasuk is extra, could have said somewhere else, right? So, if you look at it, Apostle. Amrulo Talmidav, So the Talmidim said, Amrulo Talmidav. What does that mean? Rabbi Nasi ben Charash said to his Talmidim, Rabbi Nasi's Talmidim said to him, Chachim le ben Yechai, so smart, unbelievable drasha. Amalehem, Talmud Arach Rifivshu Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi. He really got that from Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi. Don't think he made that up. He didn't make that. He got it from Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi. Okay? Who? Yes. This is after. After. You'll see this is after this happened. After the cave experience. This is afterwards. Shapam achas, one time, Gazra Shmad Malchus Parasha, they made a gzera, the wicked government made a gzera, Shlo Yishmeret HaShabbat, you can't keep Shabbat, Shlo Yimolu Esbenehim, and you can't have Bris Mila. But those are the same two, the Chashmonayim of the Achas. And the third one's different. The third one by Chanukah is Rosh Chodesh. Here, it's for Yishiyibulu Es Hanidos. They required you to have relations with your wife, but she was an Edom. It's a very strange decree. That's a very strange decree. Right? That's what they did. So the Marsha says, why these three of all things? He says, because these are the things that separate Jews from Goyim. Now, doesn't Shabbos also separate Jews from Goyim? It does. But these three are much more. Shabbos is an os, Bismillah is an os, and Nida, your whole house is different. They can't compare the two houses, a Jew and a Goy. Right? Anyway, Halach Rav Ruvain ben Astrabuli, this Ruvain ben Astrabuli, V'sifer Kumi, he had a haircut like a guy. Why do you have a haircut like a guy? So Rashi says, where was that Rashi? V'sifer Kumi, all the way at the bottom. Shegila Chasar Shal Mitzcho, he cut the hair on his forehead. Biniach Chasar Shal Achorov, Ki'inyan Belurius. He needed to be in the inside. He didn't want anyone to think he was a Jew. So he cut his hair like he shouldn't look like a Jew, like the Goyish style. Exactly. Asks the Achronim, so what about changing his clothing? Or didn't he change his clothing? Only his haircut? So, says the Beis Yosef, says the Kesef Mishnah, as Pasha. Explain that. It's obvious he changed his hair, his clothing. Says the Maharik, listen to this. There's no difference between Jewish clothing and non-Jewish clothing. Same clothing. The only clothing that a Jew is not allowed to wear, is clothing that's not tanua, or clothing that comes from the church. Avodah Zarah clothing. Or Avodah Zarah clothing. Right? Like clothing like what a priest would wear, right? Or some kind of, you know? Those are the only clothing you're not allowed to wear. There's no itzar on clothing. Right? Therefore, what's he changing his clothing for? No, that's not the point. The point is, why don't you wear goyish clothing? The answer is, there's no difference. That's what Rick says. It's an unbelievable answer. There's no difference. The Rebbe Kesef Mishnah says, it's obvious. Changed everything about him. No difference. The only thing is, he can't wear clothing that's not appropriate. It's not Bodh Zaro, it's not Sanua. Otherwise, no difference. Right? So, okay, very good. Now, I have to read you this inside, because it's so wild. Listen to this story. The story is brought down in the Yalkut Menachem. Okay, from, what? The Yalkut Menachem is Rabbi Nachum Mendel Rimanov Sefer. Okay? This is the Sefer that says, same Sefer, that says, you should say Parashat Hamon on Tuesdays or Parashat. Doesn't give reasons. Doesn't mean you should do it. Listen to the story. See if you understand the paper. This one's the story. I'll read it to you inside. Ra'a pa'amachas anan gadol. He once saw a big cloud. This is Renachem Mendel of Rimanov. Once saw a big cloud. Ba'amala omdim alav. And he told his people standing over there next to him. Harizim anan gadol azeh. You see that cloud up in the sky? This is in the 1700s. In the late 17, early 1800s. This is what happened in Europe. You see that big cloud up in the sky? Bo nishmas for Ruvain ben Astrabuli. That's the neshama of this Ruvain. Asher hitiru lo chachamim l'saper kumi. The Chacham let him have that funny haircut, the Goyish haircut. The Chol mitzvah, yesh lo chatzar, umumunim b'sharim kinohu. Every mitzvah has a chatzar where there's a gate. So you can just walk into every mitzvah, there's a gate. V'gi hazman asher ha'tana ha'kodesh hazeh, rotzu lukma l'shar shal mitzvah lo zakifu pas v'sheichem. So this Tana wanted to walk into the gate that said, lo zakifu pas v'sheichem, that mitzvah, to come to that gate. They wouldn't let him in. V'hu heishiv, and he answered, "Hello, atiti v'hechrach. I only did that because I was forced to. I didn't want to look like a goy, but I did that with tovas Yisrael. Al pi she'elas chachamim. I didn't do it on my own. After they told me, they gave me a heter. They told me the right thing to do. We have to have a man in the government. That's the only reason why I did it. D'lo nisrat ha'mamuna gam bazeh achetavu l'din. The guard up there in Shemayim was not impressed." They wouldn't let him in. They didn't talk about him. The other top sock. The sock came out. Shaf al pi shayeh behechrach. Even though he had to do it, he had no choice. Chol makom pagamhu. It was still a pagam. The low yarad ma'ad la'olam hashefel hazeh. Oh lochein yarad ma'ad la'olam hashefel hazeh. He was sent back into this world. Ubazeh yisratze eved al adonav lios tar v'naki michol pagam. To come back to get rid of the pagam. See that story? Hear that story? Yeah. Anyway, what? I don't know. Anyway, halach b'yashav imoyim. He went to sit with them. Amrulo, amalahem. Mishi. So this is what he tells them. Mishi. Listen to the story. Mishi yeshlo oyev yani oyash. If you have an enemy, you want it to be rich, you want it to be poor. So amrulo yani. We want it to be poor. So Amalehem, the MK, lo yasim alach b'Shabbos. Why are you making them work on Shabbos? Let them have a day off. One day more when the store is closed. They're going to become more poor. Kadeshianu. Amru, they said, Tobit, that's a good idea. Amar li batel, ubatlua, they did away with that decree. I guess it doesn't make any sense. Amru. Chazav Amalehem. Mishleshi oye. Yachish o yafri. You have an enemy. You want to be strong, you want to be weak. So Amrullah Yachit, you want to be weak. So Amalahan, in Cain, Yimolabahan, Shmonim Yavan. So they'll give them all a Bismillah. Let them have a Bismillah. All they're doing is weakening themselves. Right? Well, what do you care? Yachishu, they'll be weaker. Amru, Tavit, that's a good idea. Amru Ubitlua. That's a good idea. Chazav Amalahan, Mishiashal, Oyev, you have an Oyev, Yarbe or Yitzmai. Do you want to have a lot of them or a little of them? So Amrullah, Yimai, what's not? As little as possible. And Cain, lo yibalonidos. Why are you forcing them to have more relations? Let them not have relations with the she's in nidah. No, less kids, right? Less chances, right? Less opportunity. Amru Tavis, it's a good idea. Amru batlua. So they got away with it. Hikimru bo shehu Yehudi. Then they saw he's a Jew. So they put them all back. Right? They put them all back. Amru la. Amru mi yelus biyibatel xeris. Who's going to save us now? So one second. asks the Me'il Yaakov, wait a minute. If he's still right, what's the difference that now he's a Jew? What's the difference? What? But he's right. Right? Better to that than have less money and less kids and weaker. So he's right. So what's the difference if who said it? The Jew said it or not? What's the difference? You hear that, Kasha? Oh, so he answers that it must be that they're really good. Right? It must be they're really good. Why? Because he wouldn't be lobbying like this. Right? He wouldn't be lobbying. Yeah, he sounds very good. Superficially, he sounds good. Dig deeper, it must be he's wrong. Otherwise, it wouldn't be lobby. That's his first answer. Right? Well, that's the positive answer. Right? Sounds good. Why is he lobbying so much? He wants him to be weaker? Can't see. It must be something up his sleeve, like he said. His second answer is a fascinating answer. He says like this. One second. He says like this. Let me see if this makes sense. He says a whole complicated thing. They took a vote. By the king, took a vote whether or not these decrees are going to be good or bad, and he voted that they're going to be good, and then changed his mind. The whole thing was a vote. It's a little more complicated. I don't really understand. Anyway, turn to Amav. Yelech Shimon ben Yechoi. Shimon ben Yechoi will go. Shehu melumad benita. He's already a proven miracle worker, says Rashi. Shenasel nitzin b'ma'ara. He already survived 13 years in the cave. That's how we know the story took place afterwards. Okay? He's already in the cave 13 years. Yachmar of Miyelech, who's going to go along with him? Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, he'll go along with him. Amalahem Rabbi Yossi, now his father said, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, his father is Rabbi Yossi. Who's Rabbi Yossi's father? Chalafta. Right? Ilu haya Abba Chalafta Kayam, if my father Chalafta were alive, you call an atam loma l'tein b'necha l'hariga, you would say, go take your son to be killed. Because my father never let me go. Right? And therefore, I'm not really masking that he should go. Amalehem Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon answers back. Ilu haya Yechoi Abba Kayam. What if Yechoi, my father, were alive? Yechol an atam loma l'tein b'necha l'hariga? Right? Would he let me go? Right? Is that how you read it? Right? Amalahu Reb. Right. Now, they make a diyuk. When Reb Yossi said, because everyone has to cast, you're not allowed to mention your father by name. So Reb Yossi mentions the word Abba first. Abba Chalafta. That's mutter. You mentioned my father Joe. That's mutter. But Reb Shimon says, Ilu haya Yechoi Abba Kayam. He mentions Yechoi first. Why did he switch it?
I don't have an answer.
Why'd they switch it? I don't have an answer why they switched it. Why he switched it, I don't know. Anyway,
what?
Right. So then I thought, there is a Shulchan Aruch that says, you're not allowed to mention your father's name if it's unusual. So it's an unusual name. Right? Now, Chalaf is unusual, but so is Yechoi. It's not a normal name like Shimon, Yehuda, Yisrael. It's a very common name. You know, there's no Yisrael and Shach. But they're common names. But Yechoi is not a normal, not unusual. I don't know anyone named Yechoi. Right? Chalaf is even less common. But the answer won't work here. Right? It could be. I don't think there's anyone else named Yechoi and Shach. Right? Or Chalafta, for that matter. Anyway, Amalahu, Rabbi Yossi, Anah Zilna, I'll go instead, by the way. It's a very deep story, because what is going to be Lahariga? He's going to be killed. Why is he going to be killed? Who's the wanted man? What do you mean? He's let out of the cave, because the king died. They say Lahariga, what? Oh, that's the Pasha. Pasha, that's the Karat of the Pasha. The non-Pasha shot is, that isn't Rabbi Yossi the reason that Rav Shimon ben Yochai went into the cave in the first place? Why did they go into the cave? They went into the cave. No, why did they go in? What? That's not why. They were sitting around, and Rabbi Yehuda said, how wonderful are the Romans. They have roads, they have bridges, they have bathhouses, right? And Rabbi Yossi said, nothing. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, what do you mean? Everything they do is only for themselves. Right? Yehuda ben Gerim was there. Snitched. So, Rabbi Yehuda got elevated. Rabbi Yossi got exiled. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was a death warrant. Right? It's a little bit... That's what I'm saying about Lachar Lahariga. I'm trying to send my son with him. What happened? Right? I'm sending my son with him. Anyway, Amaluhu Rabbi Yossi and Azilna. I'll go instead. Dilma onish le Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Rabbi Shimon will punish him. To come Mr. Feen. I'm afraid of that. So Kibel Aleha Delola Anche. He promised he wouldn't. Dafilu Haki Ianche. But nevertheless, it still happened. Here's a story. Kishay Malcha Maderech. And they're walking on the way. Nishal Oshayel Dubifneyev. The following question arose. In other words, it wasn't just the two of them. It was Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar Berb Yossi and some other people. So they were talking and learning, and the following question arose. How do you know that and the Dam Sheretz is coming. How do you know? So, Akam Piv, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Akam Piv. Akam Piv means he, what? He made a face. He made a face. Why did he make a face? So Rashi doesn't say he made a face. Rashi says, Akam Piv. Shalo Omar Kol Rum, Kimin Hago. He didn't say it loud. Ela Ikim Piv, Mikamos. He made it quiet. He answered him whispering. Why? He didn't want Rabshim Ben Yochai to think he's passing in front of him. Right? So he said it quietly. But of course, the Afal Pekin, Hirgish Rabshim Ben Yochai, he heard. Right? So, V'Omar, back at the Gemara, V'Omar, V'Delachem Matame, right? He said, Amale, Shimon, Miakimus Fasecha, Atanikish Tamachachamata. You think it's giving Tamachacham? You're giving Paskining. Al Yachzer Haben Etel Oven. You're not returning home. You're not going to return home. And the Gemara ends the story. The story is he does return home. So Rebbe Gershom has the whole thing over here. He says they were on the boat, and something happened to his neck, and he somehow got sick in his neck, and because the Shimon basically cursed him. Right? And then he stepped on him, on his neck, and then the evil spirit in the neck went to somebody else. Very strange. Zohar about what happened over here in this story. Anyway, he promised he wouldn't hurt him. He did, but he saved him. Okay? Very difficult story. Anyway. Right. Right. So ask the Tzon Kachim. You know, you're not allowed to help you. So if it's, you're not allowed to be more halach in front of you, you're not allowed to be more in front of Rebbe, even if you whisper. What kind of thing was whispering? What does that mean? I don't do that either. So the answer is, Rabbi Rebbe says, this is not a hurrah. There's a pasuk. Someone asked me, are you allowed to light a fire on Shabbos? No, you're not allowed to do that. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to do that. That's not about paskening. Every child knows that. Right? What? No, you're not allowed to paskening. You're not allowed to paskening. The pasuk in front of Rebbe. Therefore, therefore, says the Tzon Kachim, what he was letting him know was that I'm not even pasuk. I'm ikum svasa. So Gemara says ikum svasa is not considered a maisa. It's not a maisa. Just like ikum svasa throughout Shas, I'm not even doing a maisa. That's what the illusion is, the unbelievable part. I wasn't even doing a ma'aseh. I told him, you're not allowed to, the dam is tame. Pasuk says that. I didn't say anything. Because he took umbrage. He took, you know. Anyway. Yotza l'grosso ben Talman. So ben Talman went out to greet him. Who's ben Talman? Ben Talman, Rashi says, the shade, Shekorin Nutyun. It's a shade called Nutyun. That's his name. And Tosfa says, Osa Shukorin Limtoch. Balad. That's his name, in case you want to know. Ukumo Tino Kotenhu, the little child. Baragel ben Hanashim, he runs around by the women, lists load dates for him, right? To cause the issues, whatever. This is the shade. Ritzonchem Avo Imachem. I'm going to come with you. I'm going to accompany you. Bacha Reb Shimon v'Amar. Reb Shimon cried and said, Ma Shevcha shall beis Abba. Just like Hagar. Right? The Shevcha of my father Avram. Nizdam lo malach shalosh pa'amim. Three malachim came to her. Every Rashi says over there. Every time it says Vayomer Malach, there's another Malach. Vani lo pa machas yavo hanes b'chol makom. And for me, so the nes will come from anywhere. In other words, I was only zocha now, and I'm in a bind. A nes will come from anywhere, right? Right. But yavo hanes b'chol makom. The nes comes from anywhere, right? So the good question is, why taka did the nes come to a shape? Why is that happening? So the Mashah says that he gives two answers. He says over here that when they made this decree, the shade gave them the advice. So the shade was part of the council. Well, the shade go b'yuvato. That's the first answer he gives. Second answer he gives a whole complicated thing that Hashem doesn't bring the nays through Rishayim, so very complicated. Anyway, the Ramban proves from here. The Ramban says based on this Gemara. That it's mutter to consult the shade. It's mutter to use the shade. You might think it's nichosh or divination. Not sure by a choy. Sure by a choy. Use the shape. Right? You see that? You can't get more water than a sure by a choy. Others say it's not a raya. You know why? Because if sure or sure by a choy said to the shape, well, you can come with me. What you're going to do, that's up to you. I'm not telling you to do anything. It's not a raya. If anybody here thinks of using a shade, you should know it's a machlokes in the Ramban and others. The Rama, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So you have to figure out who the passing life when you want to conjure up your shade. Okay? Anyway, Kodim hi al bebrate de Kesar. What? He has an email. When he went inside the body of the daughter of the Caesar, the shade. Right? Possessed her. Right? Kimata Hasam, when I got there, Amar, Rishon Bayechoy said, Ben Talmon say, get out of her. The Kivan, the Karule, Nafak Azal. He got out. Amar Lahon, Sheilu Kalma de Islachon Lameshal, ask, the king was so happy, his daughter got cured, ask her to anything, Balinu Lignize, Lishkol Kal Debo. I'll bring you into the inner chamber, I'll grant you any wish. Ashkechu Ahu Igra, he asked him about that letter. Shakluhu, they took it out, they ripped it up. In other words, the decree. They ripped up the decree has been ripped up. By the way, behind the Amar of Elazar Bar Yossi, that's what Elazar Bar Yossi said, Ani ra'isiha baromi, I saw the parochet in Rome, it took me into the inner room in the Vatican, not the outer room where the tourists are. I was inside, right? B'hayu alea kamati pe'damen, and it had blood stains on it, because, right, they sprinkled the dam on the, I saw that parochet. Right, so there was a machlokes. What? No. That's one shot time thing. Every day, Yom Kippur, they'd spend every day on Yom Kippur. They would sprinkle the dam on toward the parochet. So whole machlok, they'd have to touch the parochet, they'd not have to touch it. So I saw there was dam on there. So it could be there was dam, whatever. It could be there was dam that just happened to splash. But the point is, he saw it. Tosfos says there's no other time in shots where we know that Rav Elazar Rabbi Yossi was in Rome. So this must be the time where he saw it. Well, it makes a lot of sense. Okay? So ends the fascinating story. What the nimshal of the story is, I do not know. Like most things that are shared by Yechoy, the story, they're very deep and they're beyond normal. It's very strange. All of a sudden, a hover out of left field. The whole story is very difficult. Very difficult story. Okay. Next. Hapigal Hapigal Bahanosar, Hapigal and Osar, Ein Mitzdarfin. They do not combine. Pigal and Osar don't combine. Bibnesha and Shnei Shemos. Because they're two different things. One's Pigal and one's Nosar. Hasharetz Bahanavela, but Hasharetz and a Navela. One second. I'm sorry. Hapigal Bahanosar. Okay. I'm sorry. Hapigal b'nei emet starfin. Sheretz v'ha nevela, v'chei nevela basar meit, emet starfin zenzeh. They also don't combine. L'tameh, to make tameh. Afil b'kal shebishnehem. Even to make tameh, the most kal. In other words, let's say, Rashi explains, Kolomar. The pachos mika adasha, the sheretz, less than a adasha of a sheretz, emet starfin v'hashem l'kazayit nevela du kal. It won't combine, you can't, I have less than a adasha. Making up the size with a nevela won't work. The kolshkin, the nevela in mitzvah of the bekadasha, the sheretz shear chamor. Sheretz is worse. Why is it worse? Because it's smaller shear. Your tame with less of it. Since it's a smaller shear, it's more chamor. So I have 3/4 of an adasha of sheretz. Now I'll take 1/4 of an adasha from a nevela. I'll make up the shear. That doesn't work. Even the other way around doesn't work. I have 3/4 of a kizayit. I have 5/6 of a kizayit. I always have I'll take a little bit of a sheret, and I'll make the shear of a kizayit. That doesn't work. Even if you're going to say that the end result shall be whichever one is more makel. Doesn't work. Amar Buda Mashmuel, lo she'elo tumas hayidayim. That's only true by tumas touching. The rabbanon who? It's all the rabbanon. Aval le'inyan achila mitzar. But for eating, it's us. It is mitzar. Tanya or Vlaza Omer, the Yachas Kodeshu, Kolshe, the Kodesh Potel, Bakas, the Witten Losa, say, Al Achilaso. That what? That they're mitzarev regarding eating. Okay? Next. Ha'ochel, Shenitma, Ba'av Hatoma, Visha nitma divla hatuma, mitzdarfin zemze. L'tame bekal shebishneyem. Okay, so the food that became tame as an avatuma, and also it touched a vlad hatuma, right? Mitzdarfin zemze l'tame lahakal shebishneyem. In other words, I have a sandwich. So I have a piece of bread. The piece of bread is a visha. I put on top of the piece of bread a hamburger. The hamburger is a sheni. I have a rishon and a sheni. If that rishon and sheni touch something else, it'll turn it into a shlishi. It can combine and turn something into a shlishi. Not a sheni, because I don't have the shear of a rishon, turn it into a sheni. But a rishon and a sheni together, that give me the shear, will turn something into a shlishi. Make sense? You got that? Okay? Kol ha'ochla mitzarfim zevdeh lepasol sakviya. All food combined. To pasol. Eating chati pras. Eating is a half a pras. Kimazon shtei sudut le'eruv. The food, any two meals. Any food will combine. Chicken cutlet can combine with salad. It all can combine. All I need is food. Or kibetza, the size of an egg. Latami tomat ochlin. For food. Uki grogros. Any food can combine lo tzah Shabbos, for carrying on Shabbos, right? Or koseves, b'yom kippurim, you're not allowed to eat a koseves on Yom Kippur. Any food can combine for that, right? I can eat half a grogris of chicken cutlets and half a grogris of lettuce. It can combine. And kol mashkim and starfim zemze, all liquids combine. We pasal like via b'reviyat, the pasal eating and drinking a reviyat, or kamal lukma b'yom kippurim. And the eating a mal lukma on Yom Kippur. The drinking a mal, it's all combined. In other words, that's not the tumah. I need two meals for an eruv, to make an eruv tumah. What kind of food? Any food. It all combined. Okay, we'll get to the end of the page. Tanya of Shimon Omer, Matam. What's the reason for this? What's the reason for what? What's the reason that a half a rishon and a half a sheni can combine to turn something into a shlishi? What's the reason for that? So, she'afshel a sheni she'yatsa rishon. Because a sheni can make something into a rishon. Says, you know what? Nika of a sheni rishon? Hello, Epsher. Sheni can turn something into a rishon. Says, now, Amr of Nahachim, this is what he meant to say. Mi garam was sheni. What made the sheni? Lav rishon? Wasn't it the rishon? What made it into a sheni? It was the rishon. Therefore, a half a rishon and a half a sheni can make something into a shlishi. Ravashi, Amr, different is. Rishon v'sheni, lagabi shlishi, b'nei chad v'ikta inun. If I'm a shlishi, and I'm looking at the rishon and the sheni, to me they're both the same. They're both stronger than me. Right? They're both stronger than me. So they can't combine to make me into a shlishi? They certainly can. Alright? We'll stop here, finish the parak. We'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.